All right. I'd just like to welcome everyone out to tonight's meeting. It is August 4th.
Yeah,
and it's 7 o'clock. We're going to begin tonight's meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on tonight's meeting is public comments. If there's anyone here in the audience or online that would like to share their thoughts in 3 minutes or less, we appreciate it. If it's anything to do with business later in this meeting, we ask you to hold it if you can, but you're welcome to share it now if you prefer. We'd ask you to come up to the podium and state the name for the record. If you have that, if you're on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature and we will admit you to unmute at the appropriate time. Is there any public comment tonight?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm Dusty Dunmore, and I'm working with Shellstone, and thank you for the time. I have a house, actually several houses on Irish Street, and I just wanted to make some comments about some of the activities of this weekend's rodeo that has been permitted by the town of West Yellowstone. And first, I want you to know that because I lived in West Yellowstone from 1961 until, about 1990, full time around, and then back for years in that, I understand West Yellowstone's economy, West Yellowstone's challenges, West Yellowstone's strengths, and I just wanted to comment a few things about how this particular event could possibly be made a little better for the noise situation that comes in from the massive loudspeakers that they have set up. I think that the permittee has taken some liberties with the amount of space that they have used. They were supposed to use this space right here, and they use a lot more space than now John's department has to go clean up. Not bad things, but they sprawled out into all kinds of areas. The broadcasting of the rodeo events started a day before because they were running off slack, and so they were running outside of what had been told to the town that was going to be the broadcast window for their performance. Running off slack is what rodeo folks do when they've got more people signed up than the time will permit during the competition. So they run some of them in there ahead of time. So they were broadcasting well in advance. The broadcasting, I don't know what West Yellowstone's standards are for decibel levels, but it was loud enough in the properties across the street on Irish Street to vibrate walls and move things that were hanging on those walls. It was really excessive. And I think that possibly with some mitigation, we might be able to deal with some of that. And I also wanted to say that the permit allowed the takedown period to go into the night, and they were working with heavy equipment until well after 1:30 in the morning, and then started up again at 6. And these are items. I am a certified land use planner, and I understand how to, you know, write permits for these sort of things. And these are things that we might be able to mitigate so that in the future we can kind of control some of these things and mitigate some of these problems. Some suggestions I would have for mitigations would be to hold the permittee to using only the space that he's permitted to use so that the Public Works Department doesn't have to do a massive cleanup effort over a widespread set of acreage out there. Possibly operate the loudspeakers within a level that might be a little more conducive to decibel levels. Consider a layout that possibly turns those broadcast things out to the west so that it's not directed east into the city properties. Maybe consider moving the noise and activity farther west on the permit pad so that it's kind of pushed out just a little bit from Iron Street. and requiring takedown activities to be done between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. so that they're not going into the night. I realize that rodeo promoters are on a tight schedule to go across the country and set up and take down, and they're rather much like a carnival to do that sort of thing. But, you know, having to listen to heavy equipment going on until after 1:30 in the morning is not a desirable factor. And I just wanted to share with you that during the course of my lifetime, I have witnessed all kinds of interesting uses on the Eagle Bear Court, including cutter races, snowmobile expos, dog sled races, several hundred Airstream trailers with the Wally Bynum caravan. There they are out there like a hatch. And several versions of winter carnivals, a concert or two for the resurrection of old rock stars' careers. And the one I liked absolutely the most that you might take an interesting note on, a combination of about 100 Hells Angels on one end of the airport and a unit of the Montana National Guard on the other, because they were on their point of maneuvers in Idaho. Amazingly, it was a peaceful weekend. It says a lot about West Yellowstone's welcoming attitude. Thank you very much for letting me share this. And thank you for considering tweaking this just a little bit so that it doesn't put a pressure on our public works department or the people. If I were running a lodging property across the street from that, it would have been a long and ugly night of complaints, having them taking that stuff down and heavy. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.
You do. Yes.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else have public comment?
Hi, I'm Greg Lehman. Glad to be back here again. I said I would return, and I have, because West Yellowstone is lacking something that Bozeman, Big Sky, and Mountain Gateway have in abundance, and you should count your blessings. There's not much smoke here. My house smells like a campfire. Something that people may not know about me, I grew up in the tourist business, so everyone I talk to here talks about how busy they are right now, and I absolutely get it. My family business was a fishing and hunting lodge and air service in Northwest Ontario during my teenage years. So I grew up working docks and fueling airplanes, chopping wood, guiding, cooking, working the front desk. And I understand that you've only got a few months out of the year to make it right for the whole year. So I won't bother you too much, but I will be out here trying to listen and to learn as much about West Yellowstone as possible, because I think, no, you're a big part of this district, and people should listen to you. Thank you for listening to me for this amount of time. I'm Greg Lehman, and I'm running to be your state representative.
Thanks for coming out, Greg.
Thank you for fighting us.
Do you know that West Yellowstone is a Dalton town?
Yeah. Did you know
that West Yellowstone is a Dalton town? Anyone else have some public comment for us this evening? All right, we'll go to council comments. Brian, we'll start with you. Come around the table. I have nothing.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Nothing. Just everybody, please come and enjoy the rod run this weekend. What we're going to have.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of fun activities going on, so please come and enjoy it. Hopefully it'll be a good turnout. It's supposed to be nice weather this year. So.
And I should announce earlier, Greg is out of town, so excuse him from tonight's meeting. Therefore, he gets no comments. And just, I'll say thanks to everyone, especially in public works and fire EMS. A busy weekend. This next weekend will be the same, not only just because it's busy time of year, there's a lot going on with the rodeo, the festival, Mount Manorama food, rod run, and also what else is going on, but a lot happened. So we are at the peak of summer. We did just come over, it was hump day, I think on Saturday, so just remember that we're halfway through. It may not feel like it, but it's great. Next item is Treasurers and Securities Report.
The Treasurers and Securities Report is posted in finance department.
Okay. All right. We have no purchase order tonight, but we do have claims tonight in the amount of $266,428.42. There's a couple new claims. So anyone who's looking at the packet sent out, there are some adjustments that we sent out. We have those in front of us and highlighted in the email. What is the pleasure, Council?
I'll make a motion to approve the claims in the amount of in the amount of $266,428.42.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Do we have any questions or comments?
I like the original model better.
Yeah, me too.
Anyone in the audience have any questions or comments on our claims tonight? We won't ask who read it. All right, back to David.
Call for question.
Question's been called for. All those in favor of approving the claim with an amount of $266,428.42, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Katie. All right, next item, we have minutes from our July 21st and our 28th town council meeting and work sessions. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion that we approve the meeting, the minutes for both the July 21st and July 28th meetings.
I'll second.
Moving to, anyone have any comments or corrections?
I was not.
Perfect. Thanks for that. Anyone in the audience have any comments or corrections for our meeting in the last 2 minutes?
I believe in the work session, in that first paragraph, there's two question marks because I didn't fill in the word flow. So I need to fix that.
Oh.
The it's about the median income in Gallatin County. An adjusted median income is low.
Okay.
And there's sense.
Right. Thank you for that question.
Right. Yeah.
With that, back to the table.
Call for question. Question been called for. All in favor of approving the minutes for July 21st and 28th of the council meeting and work sessions, please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Next item, we'll turn the time over to Dan Walker, our town manager, for his report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A couple things this evening. So first, I just want to say welcome to Mackenzie. Welcome aboard. She came with a big crew, it looks like. So very glad you're on board. I did give Blake about 5 minutes. So if you want to bug out, you got about 5 minutes. Otherwise, you're getting sworn in and you're going to be staying. All right, just making sure. So it's really nice to have a female face on the police force. So welcome aboard. Just want to say thank you to Katie and Sarah from Mirmit. They've been spending quite a bit of time the last couple of weeks preparing the HUD housing grant. I know that right in the middle of the budget season, that was a lot. That was a big lift for Katie, and she spent a lot of time on Zoom the last couple of weeks organizing with Scott and other consultants and staff trying to get that in the middle place. So just appreciate the extra work. I know it's been a lot, but you know, for a crack at $5 million, I think it was worth it. So thanks, Katie, and everybody else who helped prepare that grant, and keep your fingers crossed that it comes through. We've also, TD&H has also been working on finalizing the RRGL grant for the lift station. Katie's also been working on that, probably not quite as much, but working on
it.
Yeah, that's great. So that one's for the PDR. Those are due by August 21st. Looks like we're on schedule to get that in. That's like it's up to $40,000 for the loop station project. Planning board met on the 29th. We reviewed the two zoning permits that are on the agenda this evening. They were both recommended for approval. Scott also did a great job. I know that Brock and Julia sat in the meeting, and he just kind of gave an overview of subdivision, since we haven't done subdivision review since the 80s. I think it was just kind of nice to kind of prep the planning board on what's in front of us and what we do as far as the subdivision. So thanks for doing that. I think that was received very well. So thank you, Scott. He's planning on having a draft for them to get into the nuts and guts of the subdivision code at the meeting on the 26th of August. So that'll be a riveting one. John and I met last week at the Public Works Department and Casey to talk about some of the operations and staffing at the wastewater plant. And just the Public Works have been really grinding pretty hard this summer with a lot of projects and things. So just wanted to meet with them and get a little bit of feedback. We're also working on the operator two position, which will be giving John some help at the wastewater plant. So our plan is to have two positions at the wastewater plant dealing with most of the day-to-day stuff that goes on in the plant under John's tutelage. And so we're anticipating that those are going to be internal transfers. And so then we'll also be looking at probably having two openings in the public works department. So I think we'll talk to John and see about getting those filled. But I think if we have an opportunity, it'd be good to get those filled prior to the winter plowing. So just really proud of the work that those guys have been doing, and keep up the hard work, John. Paul's in our sight. So thank you. I also had a chance to visit with Diana. I'll just get an update on social services, and they've been very busy this summer as well. And then we had a rodeo themed staff barbecue last Friday, which is part of I think one of the really fun things we do during the summer as a staff is we get together and barbecue probably go once a month. So it's really good to just grill and relax a little bit and have a little bit of fun. So I just appreciate everybody. And it was a good time. So that's all I got tonight.
All right. Anyone on the council have any comments or questions for Dan?
No.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Did anyone get an award for like the best rodeo costume? Or is it just a show and tell?
Well, Brown came in some pretty heavy outfits and almost all black on Friday. So I'll give him one.
And Dan showed up in a cow vest.
Oh.
It was a little hot for the cow vest, but that's a little remnant. So just a quick story. So Debbie Paisley, who used to work in social services, had a knack for finding things that were that she thought were
humorous.
Unique or humorous and unique to the people's personalities. And so you can find a few things in my office that she found for me. And if she thought that I needed an authentic cow skin vest. So hopefully I'll find another time to wear that this year. So
that's awesome.
Just a boy story and bloody.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Did anyone have any advisory board meetings until last meeting you'd like to fill us in on?
Planning board met. You know, we're going to talk about that later in the agenda.
Perfect. Park and Rec also met. And again, we're going to have something on the agenda about that. So
we don't meet until next week.
Yeah. Very good. Any others? So a lot coming up next couple of weeks. So we'll go over that at the end of the meeting. Very good. Well, the next item is we have a new police officer, as Dan mentioned, Mackenzie Thompson. We're going to swear her in this month. Mackenzie, come on up. We're going to move some stuff because this is a photo op as well. So just a moment. So it looks good. Katie's going to make sure we get in position. So if you'll stand by the flag, make sure we're going to police for her.
Yeah.
Is this a good place?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'll be coming back to her.
Okay.
All right. So if you raise your right hand, please. Be known to all on this date, Mackenzie Salveson took the following oath of office. To repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend.
Support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the State of Montana.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And the Charter of the Town of West Yellowstone.
And Charter of the Town of West Yellowstone.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity, so help me God. That's okay. And that I will discharge the
duties of my office with fidelity, so help me God.
Very good. Let me recognize all on this date, Mackenzie Thompson, by taking the oath of office, was duly sworn in as a police officer in the state of Montana, town of West Yellowstone. You can cheer on. Now, we're going to do some photo op for a minute, so I'm kind of hanging tight. Going to be family first, Like
well,
for your husband, I
guess. Yeah, right. Start walking down Nancy Hatch.
He's going to get it? Okay.
After he does a badge, I'll take the vigil because I forgot. Okay,
well,
you start.
Well,
you sit in those
chairs. we'll kind of just take turns. We'll get some pictures up here. We'll get all the staff as well.
Finish studies with us. I've learned over the years. I'm going to still get all the heating stuff. All right. I guess other family? Do you have a whole group up here? Might as well.
Yeah.
Let me get these ones. Pictures are free. I'm nearly done with the year. I know these.
They don't want that job.
I'm going to have to be quick.
I'm pretty sure it's all in Okay, and then staff, get ready. Ready? One, two, three. Okay. All right, officers and inspectors, everybody part of the West Yellowstone team, don't get out of this. Ready? One, two, three. Thank you. Okay, everybody. You might have to have a
Come on over here.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm happy to have you.
Glad to have you.
Give this to Liz and show me.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone is welcome to stay if you'd like. You have an infinite agenda, but you're welcome to leave with me. Except for Dan. All right. Very cool. That's exciting, right, Chief?
Yeah. Seven of us, fine.
We'll say we haven't had that for
a Rose among thorns.
The time person here. Feel weird.
All right. We're going to move into new business. We've got a couple zoning permit reviews for discussion and possible approval. So we're going to ask Scott Hinson to come out and give us a review on each of these. If you don't mind, why don't we go ahead and just introduce both of them? That'd be all right. And then we'll just take them separately to the counter.
Sure. I can do that.
All right. Thanks.
All right. So good evening, Ms. Mayor, council members. So this evening we had two commercial zoning permit applications. The first, which is the 132 Electric Street, is going to be it's already been removed, but the old drive-through coffee at the corner of Firehole and Electric, and they're proposing to add three nightly rentals. It has been fully reviewed by the DRG, which is where the majority of your conditions of approval come from, and then the planning board recommended unanimously for approval at their last regular meeting. And then our second application is 101 Grizzly Avenue, which is for construction of a clubhouse building for the Explorer Rental Cabins over on the corner by the South McDonald's. I don't remember what the cross street is. Grizzly Canyon. So on the corner there, they're proposing to build a clubhouse. It also has been fully reviewed by the DRG and the planning board unanimously recommended approval. I do have two amendments for our conditions of approval on both applications. Staff is proposing to amend condition number 5, changing the word addresses to shall be responsible to mitigate any concerns. And then on condition number 7, we need to review and approve the plans, not simply review. So we have two amendments to the conditions. Those are standard conditions, so they're the same in 132 and 101. But if the council agrees with those amendments when you make your motion, fix that. And I'm happy to answer any questions or provide more details about the applications. They submitted initial site plans to us. We sent letters from DRG. We did receive supplementary information from 132. And then that is what has carried those conditions forward to you this evening.
Can you repeat number 5?
Yes, so number 5, we would like to change addresses to shall be responsible to mitigate. And I will, moving forward, I'll make these changes in these standard conditions, so we won't have to do this again.
And number 7 was review and approve?
Yes, please.
Right. Then with that, regarding 132 Electric Street, the business 25 Yellowstone LLC, what is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion that we approve the planning and zoning permits for 132 Electric Street, 25 Yellowstone LLC, and remove the coffee shop and add the three nightly rentals.
I'll second. Is that good enough? Would you mind if request to either accept or deny the amendments and change two of the clauses? This is a long motion.
And also to request the amendments of number 5 shall be responsible to mitigate, and number 7 review and approve.
I'll second that.
Is that work for you?
Sorry, Scott. Sorry. Just to clarify, you want to include all staff recommended, all additional staff recommended conditions?
Yes, all additional staff. Yes.
For a while.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring it over to you. So for the next one, you want me to do this one?
No, that's what
I think you got. I think we got it.
Motion at the second.
Table.
All right. That was that. Is there any discussion from council?
No.
All right. Anyone in the audience or online have any comments or questions regarding this application? Back to the table.
Call for question. Commission be called for. All those in favor of approving the commercial zoning permit for 132 Electric Street, please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Thank you. Next one is 101 Grizzly Avenue. As you also explore Inc. and the construction of the new clubhouse building on that property. Scroll down. There are some suggested amendments or motions. You can do whatever you please. It is the pleasure of the council.
I'll make a motion to approve 101 Grizzly Avenue, Yellowstone Explorer, Inc. construction of new clubhouse building with all staff recommendations and changing number 5 to change address to shall be responsible to mitigate and number 7 to review and approve.
Right.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Anyone have any comments or questions on
this application? Abstaining from this.
Got a job?
Shit, man.
Awesome. Very good. Anyone else?
No.
Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions on this application? Back to the table.
Call for question.
Question been called for. All those in favor of approving the commercial zoning permit for 101 Grizzly Avenue with the conditions as stated and amended, please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Thank you very much. Now, the next item here, I should ask this earlier. Dan, do we need Scott to introduce us, or would you want to? Sorry, I'm just scrolling down.
Sure. So,
let's hear if we have questions, right?
Yep. Scott had submitted a proposal with a couple of different options of tiers just to do a flat fee. Instead of his billable hours. And so he's kind of had different tiered levels, just different levels of service. And so we've just internally, as staff, we kind of reviewed and discussed, you know, some of the upcoming things. I think we've got a couple of planning and zoning things that are upcoming that I think we're going to need a little bit of help on. And then obviously with the 80 acres coming online, we're going to need a little bit more work, especially from the planning side. We discussed and decided that the monthly fee of $4,000 a month probably would be appropriate. At his billable rate, that would equal up to about 32 hours per month, just at his regular rate. And so I feel like we've got enough projects and things to keep him busy on that side to justify the cost of that.
All right, thank you.
And I think the first order of business is he's going to work with Liz on his motions.
I'm not any better, so.
People skeleton.
We're going to be 2 hours out of the mind that. Scott's been a really good asset. He's been a really good complement to our staff, so we appreciate having him on board and want to keep him busy here.
But he works for greens on that, so it's great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What is the pleasure of the council?
I make a motion to approve the Sunflower Peak planning proposal for $4,000 a month for fiscal year 2027.
I'll second.
Moved and second. Anyone have any comments or questions?
Welcome aboard.
No amendments for Scott.
Yeah.
Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? David,
call for question.
Question call for all those in favor of approving Sunflower Peak planning proposal for $4,000 a month for the financial year 2027. Please say aye.
Aye.
Sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. All right. The next one we have is this is a resolution to establish the Casting Pond Fund. As you know, we've received some money to go towards some of the maintenance with the Valjack Casting Pond.
to handle these funds appropriately, that they've been handled through our foundation, we need to establish a fund for that. And so that's what this is resolution 837. The new fund number would be 2215. There'll be a test on that at our next work session. What is the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 837 for creation of the Bob Jacklin Casting Pond Special Revenue Fund.
I'll second.
It's been moved and second. Are there any comments or questions?
Nope.
Nope. Anyone in the audience have comments or questions? Recommendations, change it to 2230.
Can you just remind us how much is in the fund?
Well, we're creating it right now, held in the general fund. It'd be $10,000 at Indian Time so far. We're expecting significant more in the next year.
Awesome. Thank you. With that, back to the table.
All for questions. Questions been called.
For all those in favor of approving resolution 837 and establish a fund 2215 for Bob Jacklin Casting Pond. Please say aye.
Aye.
It's aye. Thank you. Next one, resolution 838. So this is for an open container request. There is going to be a personal party over at the Pioneer Park, and they'd like to have some alcohol over there, and so to follow through our open container rule, they'd ask me to exempt or lift that for the purpose of that. So that's what resolution 838 is. This is for Mel Campbell. This will be in Pioneer Park on August 22nd, 6th, between the hours of 2 and 10 p.m. And I've got to have some of the detail in there. With that, what is the pleasure of council?
Make a motion to approve resolution 838, the open container request, for August 22nd, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Pioneer Park.
I'll second.
That's been moved and seconded. Don't have any comments or questions.
Remind me to shut the water up, please.
On a 10:15. And it's weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
The park's taking a beating, everybody. On the ground. It's taking a beating.
Anyone else have any thoughts? Good point. All right, anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? Back to the table.
Call for the question.
Question to call for all those in favor of approving resolution 838 open container request for that activity on August 9th. Moving up here, 22nd. Please say aye.
Aye.
Sure. So aye. Thank you. All right. Next item, and this is for a little bit of a change, not a change order, but a change for an energy dissipation baffle work. Katie, do you want to explain it to us, or do we want John to do it? Come on up, Dave.
I hope you guys liked my analogy, though, my summary page.
I did.
We only didn't show it. Just a couple minutes. Just wanted to just let everybody know where we are and why we looked at this. So, treatment plan is up and running. And the good news is your treatment plan is actually producing fantastic water. It is well below all your permit limits. The post has been a solid as well below what it has always been. And so, you know, the good news is you're going to have much better percolation rates and you're going to be meeting all of your EQ permit things. However, as we go through the startup of this facility, and this is just going to be an ongoing thing, we're going to find little things here and there, little things we can beat and tweak and make better. Right. One of the things that we've identified is that you have a lot of grease that comes into your facility, like a lot of grease. And one way that you can help get grease out of your system is by having a very calm approach to your influence screen. Influence screens do not pull grease out. It's not what they're for. They never did. However, all the other stuff that they do pull out, if it's calm enough, the grease can stick to it, right? And so you can kind of get some residual removal of grease, which will help the whole treatment plant downstream of that. Now, I know that there are other things that John and his crew is doing to help with grease. One of the things is the upgrades to the lift station that are just getting installed today, where you can control the flow into the treatment plant better. But the purpose of the dissipation plate is the water comes vertically up into the bottom of the channel.
And without a dissipation, it kind of just bubbles over, just like if you pull the hose up and run it. And then it moves its way. So there's a little bit, well, there's when you really crank the feed pumps up from the lift station, there's quite a bit of agitation. And that means that a lot of that grease is not going to get stuck to other things, right? And so you're not going to pull it out, so it just blows right on through. Then normally that would be a problem, but in your case, every little bit helps. And so what the dissipation plate does really is it basically just sits on top of that that hole a few inches above. So when the water comes up, it hits the plate, kind of just calms it down, and then directs it towards the spring. So really the intent of this is just a enhancement on maybe you get a little bit more of that grease stuck to other things that the spring is designed to pull out. It's not very expensive, $3,780. But it's probably something that will be an advantage for your operation crew over time. And so we recommend that you put that in. There are other little things that are coming. In addition to this, we don't have them in form of change order right away, but you know, talking about the grease, you know, one of the issues that we have with the grease is that because there's so much of it, it travels all the way through the treatment plant, and we're actually seeing quite a bit of grease actually in the effluent after all the treatment. And the reason that's problematic for us is because your W3 water, which is really the processed water that you use for cleaning, for you know, cleaning off the screens, washing down the hose, you know, with their hoses, all those little things uses that water. And so unfortunately, with so much grease getting all the way through the treatment plant, that grease also gets caught in your little strainers and baskets and stuff like that. So we're going to recommend that we, you know, add some additional baskets and strainers and make them bigger, just so that you don't have to shut everything down to clean it. You can shut one down while the other one's running. Things like that. These are not super expensive components for a treatment plant, but they are things that will just help it be more reliable, and they'll help your staff over time be able to keep everything running. Just to give you an idea of where we are so far, if you'll recall, you guys have approved all the way up through change order number 5. Now, with change order number 5, we've talked with your staff about this. We're going to reorganize it. We're not changing anything. We're going to reorganize it just a little bit to pull the HVAC controls out of there. We're not pulling them out of the project. We're just shifting how we pay for those. So that's not a change. But with everything else, just so everybody knows where we are, we're holding right at 0.37% change orders on this project. Industry standard is between 3-5%, and we're at 0.37. And we're in the last stages. So these are things that I think are good for you to do. They're not things that were thought of in the original scope, but I think that overall we're doing very, very well in just keeping the costs down and limiting the extra folks. Any questions?
Is the grease, is somebody dumping, is that what's causing that?
Glad you asked that, Julia.
Yeah.
So the town has a grease program
right.
That's been implemented. We started a couple of years ago. It's always been in the books, but in the ordinances, but it wasn't really being followed. And the last couple of years, we've been making everybody go on grease traps, grease interceptors. This removes grease out of restaurants and stuff. But and they're doing that, and we're we're really watching the restaurants, really monitoring that with the help of the state, etc. But one of the problems you have with this town is you have restaurants, and sorry, this is built a little bit characteristic, but. Restaurants, people going out to eat, then in fact, the motels and hotels and use the restroom and there's your grease too. So you can't mitigate some of that grease removal, unfortunately. But it is, it really came to light when we brought that plant online. And what that has caused is we have a Narcodia bacteria that has gone rampant in the process. And it's causing a lot of grease and pain for the operations. It's not a very pretty thing out there right now. We're trying to get an animal, but it's been very difficult to deal with. And a couple causes is the young microbiology. Right now, our plant is only 12 to 14 weeks into, I think, a 20-week process. So the microbiome is very young.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the difficulties. And then, of course, the grease factor and our protein attacks grease and lives for grease. So we're dealing with it. A little bit of a rough summer at the wastewater treatment plant right now. So we're trying to get it all nice and clean for our open house on the 17th of September.
Yeah.
I hope I can make that date.
It's okay. Okay. Yeah, it seems it's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywhere they got the grease in the systems, and any public support.
We need to have a health code for the restaurants. So, that just
will be happening. I just want to make a couple comments. People don't realize like where grease comes from. You think about meats and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but for example, creameries, cream shops, they're some of the worst producers of fats and oils. Simple thing, the coffee shops, stuff like that. And so we're really focusing on all and everybody. If you're a food establishment of any kind, we're making you get on a grease trap, even the food vendors.
Yeah.
Mobile trucks as well.
Okay. So the council, what is the pleasure of the council regarding this energy dissipation baffle request?
I make a motion that we approve the energy dissipation baffle work to be completed at the wastewater treatment plant in the amount of $3,780.
I'll second that.
So we move and second. Do we have any other comments or questions?
Thank you for your explanation.
Yes.
Okay. Anyone in the audience or online have any comments or questions? Back to the table. Call for question. All in favor of approving the energy dissipation baffle work amount of $3,780. Please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. All right. The next item we have here, this is the Yellowstone Shoreline Trail Improvements. We've got a little bit of a request here. Dan, do you want to give us any background on this? Or?
Yeah, sure. So we got a request from the Shoreline Trail. So as part of their original design for the trail, they had these amenities kind of planned. And so they finally got the funding to do these amenities. And since the trail is an accessible trail, they also have to make sure that they have accessible parking as part of their funding. So the plan is they're going to have 5 accessible parking stalls, a retaining wall, an entrance portal, some donor kiosks, pavers, and some benches, just some things, just to kind of gussy up the area down there. All the work is going to be done within the Forest Service easement, but it is technically on town property in the 80 acres, so that's why it's in front of you. They had an engineer that did some pro bono work, and they had a design for a parking lot, but I was able to talk with Melissa Alder, and she is aware that, you know, the park board obviously has some plans over there and maybe a master plan. So they're aware of that. And also with the realignment request that we talked about a few weeks ago, she knows that any parking lot that's going to go in there or any further improvements need to be run through the park board and public works. So she is aware of that. But I think this is will be some nice improvements down there. So I would recommend that we move forward with it.
What is the pleasure of the council?
I move we allow the Shoreline Trail to construct the trailhead amenities and accessible parking stalls within the Forest Service easement as proposed.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm. Anyone have any other comments or questions?
No.
Look nice. It'll be addition to what's already there. It'll be great. Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? Back to the table. Call for question. Call for all those in favor of allowing the Shoreline Trail to construct the trail amenities as proposed. You say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. All right. Next item we have is the Parks and Rec Board has some priority recommendations brought here on there. Do you want to introduce this to everybody?
Yeah, absolutely. So with that, we just got done this year with the Park and Rec Master Plan, and we are coming up with some of the priorities that the Park and Rec is kind of hoping that we can get through for this next year. One of those is going to be horseshoe pits over at Pioneer Park. We don't think it's going to come in quite at what it estimates, but we wanted to make sure that that money was there in case if there was, we wanted to upgrade the facilities a little bit better, like adding platforms. So asking for about $5,000 there. If you look in the packet, that stuff has kind of been put in there. The next one is for the Greenway pilot project. Now this, the Greenway committee is coming to us and asking to do work on a volunteer basis. So they're not technically, they did put a bid in here from Tri-State, but most of this is actually, you know, they want to be working on a volunteer basis. The bid coming from Tri-State is $25,910. And that's going to be for like moving like aspen trees and stuff like that over there. And this is going to be behind the museum for those of you that don't know what the Greenway pilot project is. And so that would be the two main projects that Park and Rec is recommending that we push for this year.
Right. The total amount request for the two projects of $31,000 from Sunright.
Yep.
What is the pleasure of the council?
Well, as the lead Park and Rec member,
yeah.
I would make a motion that we approve the Park and Recreation Advisory Board priorities for this year.
I will second that.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Anyone have any comments or questions?
No.
I think it's great. I know there's a lot of stuff on there. We've been kind of pushing things off, trying to get the master plan, which we've got. That's awesome. So I think this is great to pick a couple of those and get going on it. Look forward to quite a few more in the next few years. So thank you for all of that. Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? They approve. I think back to the table.
Call for no question.
Questions may call for all those in favor of approving the Parks and Rec Advisory Board priority recommendations and allocating $31,000 to those. Will the horseshoe bid and beginning the Greenway pilot project? Please say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Thank you very much. All right. Dan, would you like to introduce us? We have a discussion. It's not an action. It's a discussion item in front of us. And Dan to give us a little feedback on that. And we'll just kind of chat about it for a few minutes.
Yes. Yeah, so we've got a couple of things here. Just need a little bit of guidance from the council on just some process things. So obviously, we've got a one-year agreement with Jane Merzen. Jane will be leaving the town as our attorney at the end of this year. So I'll talk about these, I think, separately. Probably easier just to go separately. So as far as the legal services go, so the league introduced a program the last year where they did an RFP and they matched some firms. For municipalities. And so I reached out to the league. They sent me three possible firms to work with the town. And so I have those three firms. There was one that I think would be a good fit, but they don't do the criminal side. And so that I think we ran into that issue last time. And then there wasn't a lot of details in the other two proposals. And so I wasn't sure if the council wants to have us revise an RFP and just send that out with a little bit more specific. I think with a little bit more specific of our needs, I think specifically experience, I think with some development stuff in the 8 acres, I think we're going to have some land use stuff and some legal things, some contracts and developer agreements. And I think we need some experience from that side. And then obviously the prosecution side, when we can work with Jane, I think filling in the gaps of some of the other needs. I think it would be my recommendation that maybe we look at that. We do have these other proposals. I think if we don't get a good response, and I think that I would probably reach out to those firms and see if they can provide some more details as a part of an RFP. I guess that would be my suggestion. I think that, like, just looking through them and figuring out where we are, I think that would probably be the route that I would go with that. But I just wanted to make sure that the council is okay with that. You know, if the council wants to do that or if you have other ideas, I mean, that's why we have the discussion tonight, just to get feedback from the council on that item. And maybe if Jane's got any wise thoughts for us as we kind of walk through that process. I'd be willing to hear from her as well. So,
and have any thoughts or questions they'd love to throw out there?
It's probably the best way to go about it, in my mind.
Well, I agree with the RFP. We're getting someone that can actually suit all our needs instead of hiring someone and then keep looking for other stuff. Mm-hmm. Or we can see if we don't kick the can down the road.
She's like, no.
She's moved from Fridays and not things moving into Thursdays. I think I'm getting the hint here.
I think that the RFP process would be just a good way to start that conversation to see who's out there, who's interested. I mean, there's always things we could do if we didn't like any of the applicants. You don't have to hire them.
Yeah.
Right. And we could go back to the league and maybe ask for some more firm names or talk to one of these firms that we really like on the civil side and see if they want to contract with somebody to do the prosecution.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think there's all sorts of different options, but I think RFP is a good way to start just so you know what's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know who would be willing to step in and take over without asking.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of, those are my thoughts.
Thank you.
And no, I don't think we're going to extend. I'll certainly stay on to transition.
Right. Thank you. That
wasn't a hard no.
Babe, just wait.
Well, I appreciate Jane has an experience to really help us write a more detailed RFP because we have some unique things that we haven't had a lot of in the past, the land use stuff specifically. And there's a lot of criminal stuff right now. We may end up getting a firm that has multiple talents, or maybe we have to go a couple different directions. So there's a lot going on. And I think it'd be great to have some guidance, some direction from Jane through that process as well. So, and heaven knows none of us want to write that.
Is there anything, I mean, I know that in the past we've kind of just worked with one firm. I mean, is there appetite from the council to split that work? I mean, I don't know if there's some advantage to that maybe or disadvantage.
I'm just trying to think of who I know in the government attorney sphere that would want to do just the criminal part. I mean, I like it, but so I mean, maybe, and like I said, in the RFP, include that or the potential for them to contract with somebody else. But I guess we just have to see what we can find.
Yeah, I just know, I mean, just from the workload standpoint, I know that the criminal stuff is really bad enough to hear recently, and then it's been spending a lot of. If you look at James Bills, I mean, it's spending a lot of the budget.
We used to have like 7 or 8, maybe 10 cases,
right,
like omnibus hearings, and now we have 33.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that's
I think
it's a lot
of exploring all options to make it a better fit.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, Dan. I mean, kind of going off and seeing if somebody would contract on the staff, so. I think that would be probably the best way to go about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the second item, if you guys are talking through that one. Judge Larry Gent, his term is up at the end of this year. And so obviously we're creeping in here to August. Larry's been with us for 5 years. He filled in for Richard Gibson. Richard Gibson?
Yes.
Well, that's good. finished his term, and then he was reappointed in 2022. So I did talk with Larry. Obviously, I said, this is a council decision, whether you guys want to look at reappointing him or also if you want to open up the RFP and see what else is out there. I did send the email, and I did talk with Larry. He's still having a good time here. He enjoys his time as the judge, and he was willing to be reappointed for a second term at the start of the year. But if the council chooses to look in another direction or he wants to see what else is out there, I know that he will reapply. But if you want to do some compare and contrast,
We can also always open up the RFP, but just from my perspective, I think Larry's doing a fairly good job. I don't get a lot of feedback from him. Either way, I know that Carrie enjoys working with him. He's responsive, and I mean, maybe Corey or Jane have a little bit other perspective on that, but that's what I know. So,
as far as our side of him, Judge, I mean, he's very responsive. In the middle of the night, we call him, he's on ball, we need a warrant or whatever it is, and he's willing to help us out. And we added some technology things that he learned and actually adapted to, so we really appreciate that. So, and then there's an uptick in cases, and he's been pretty helpful with some of that.
Okay. All right. Jane, do you have any thoughts on that? You stand in front of him quite a bit on our behalf.
Well, because I do, I don't think I should make any comments right now.
All right. Okay.
That's fair.
Anyone counsel any thoughts?
I feel we should just reappoint for now.
Bro? Yeah, I mean, I know Larry on a personal level, so I don't know if that affects what I can. Does that affect anything at all?
I know, personally, too.
No, it's been. Yeah, right. Well, not that I know of.
Exactly. You're not gaining.
Perfect. No, I really like Larry. I think he's a great guy. I also don't see the problem of putting it out there too and seeing what else that is, if that makes sense.
Same as Brock. Okay.
He was on the fans, I think you mean. They got
Larry. I mean, I you know, yeah. I have always gotten along really well. I've known Larry for a long time. So I'm good with reappointing.
Greg? I'm just kidding. My thought, and it's a little different, I think. Larry's great, and you know, we usually do RFPs because we make sure we're getting the most we can for the least amount we can get away with, right? And it's just an opportunity for the town to I guess do the best we can. And not that Larry's not it, but you don't know if you don't do it right. A lot of times we've done extensions, sometimes out of convenience, right? We're right in the middle of a big project, and you're like, let's not disrupt this cart. So I personally like to see an RFP. It does involve commitment from the council, because we do have to, you know, go through that. It involves some staff time and that. So there is some work involved, no question. I'm a big fan of it. I think it would be great. So I could live either way, but I would prefer the RFP myself. So I don't know if that really helps.
Sure, yeah. Can I have another do that?
Sure.
Do you have a decision on that?
I have ideas, right?
No,
in a boat.
The reason I say both too is for that very reason. And if we choose to go reappoint with Larry, but we also have some insight as to if next time he doesn't want to do it, I guess, for lack of a better way. So, yeah. Okay. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Definitely. What do you want me to do?
Yes. You're welcome, Dan.
We'll bring an RFP to bring you.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Thank you.
At that point, we can decide what you want to do.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, obviously, you know, we had this for discussion only, so obviously there'll be some ultimate action on both of these. So, again, that'll spur another round of discussion for you. And so, since I'm not getting a real strong feeling, I think we'll probably put that in front of you, and then you guys can take action with your vote. So.
Perfect. That's a fun experience. You two need to go through that.
So, yeah, as a part of that, I also, so we did the process. It was right away. I think it was one of the first things that I did when I started in 2021. And so if the new counselors are people that I think Brian, Travis were part of that process. So if you guys want to, if you have questions or anything, please visit with me about it, or if you have questions, you know, just questions.
Yeah, I'd like to understand the process better.
Yeah, so we have an ordinance that outlines
the
judge, so if you guys haven't brushed up on it, you probably don't read it.
I will, yeah.
And Liz? You, this is where you usually interject something.
I had a stroke last time. I don't know.
He's
yeah,
that.
So I
kind of checked
out for a little bit while you were
doing
that.
That was right.
I was
right.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, it was fun.
But Larry does a great job.
Yeah,
I think we'll like him.
So, okay, great. Thank
so
you.
With that, because it is public meeting, is anyone in the audience just having thoughts? You want to share it's discussion, so it's fairly, if anyone wants to speak up, you have a chance. Forever hold your peace till the next meeting. All right. Thanks, Dan. Hopefully that can be a little guidance. At least we'll bring that up and then we'll have a...
I bring it upon myself when I just say discussion, so I appreciate the feedback. Thank you.
Good. All right. The next item here is reimagining rural grant application. This is from Business Improvement Advisory Board, BIAB.
Yeah.
And so they'd like to apply for a $9,000 grant. There's a no match on this.
Yeah.
And Julie, do you want to add anything else?
We're still working through some of the details, as Carrie has said, but just want to apply for that. And we're still working on the traffic calming as well. We may have to adjust some of that, but because of time for the summer, if you will, but if we would like to be able to apply for this grant. Okay.
With that, whether it's a vote for the council.
You want me to do it? I'll make a motion if we approve the application for the Business Improvement Advisory Board for the reimagining of the rural grant.
I'll second.
Move and second. Do you have any comments or questions?
Nope.
I got one. You got 10 days left on the due date. Can you pull it off?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's fine.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay. These guys are rock stars.
They're ready to submit.
Week, it's August.
After the huddling, this is easy, right?
Yeah. These guys are rock stars.
Cool.
Well, yeah, just have to bring her Red Bulls instead of Monsters.
Yeah.
On your guys's item summary report, I don't know what happened there, but really, Harry Cullen's working on the majority of this grant. And then I will just go through the process of like relooking it over, make sure it meets town standards, and then making sure it's submitted via the town.
Cool.
Thank you.
Your thoughts? Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions on this? Back to the table.
Call for question.
Question been called for. All those in favor of approving the grant application for the reimagining rural grant through the Business Improvement Advisory Board for about $9,000 with the home match from town, please say aye.
Aye.
Careful time. Thank you. We have two advisory board appointments in front of us. First one's Healthcare Services Advisory Board. This is for Kyle Goltz. He's requested or has put in to reappoint. This is a 4-year term. Healthcare Services Advisory Board for Kyle Goltz. What is the pleasure of council?
Make a motion. We reappoint Kyle Goltz to the Healthcare Service Advisory Board for a 4-year term.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Do you have any comments or questions?
Thanks for reapplying.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't chase them off. Throw them off. Do the audience have any comments or questions? Back to the table.
Call for questions.
Question. For all those in favor of approving Kyle Goltz for your term on Healthcare Services Advisory Board as a reappointment, please say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Thank you. All right, the other in front of us is the planning board. And Chipper Smith has been a county designee. So the planning board, one of the requirements is we have a county designee, someone's outside of the town limits, which she'll still have. And I believe this is a 2-year term. Is that correct, Liz?
Yes, it is.
Okay. They have a 2-year term. And with that, let's have the pleasure of the council.
I make a motion that we approve the planning board advisory appointment Chipper Smith for the Gallatin County Designee for a term of 2 years.
I'll second that.
I'll move to the second. Do you have any comments or questions?
Thanks for applying again.
Yes.
And he's been on there for a while, brings a lot of experience to that board. Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions? Chipper's on there. You want to say anything, Chipper? There's your chance.
Thanks.
With that, go back to the table.
Call for question.
President McCall, for all those in favor of approving Chipper Smith as the Galton County designee on West Hillsman Planning Board, the term of 2 years, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Thank you, thank you, Chipper. Thank you, Kyle, for staying on with us and get through this. I have a letter here I'd like to read. I should have read this for a public comment, but we'll do it here now. So this is the email, some of you have seen this. It says, I recently visited our city park and was so impressed. It looks dynamite. Two exclamation points. It has really improved over the years. The grounds themselves are beautifully kept, even with the concerts, sports events, car shows. Both lawn and trim trees look great. Basketball, volleyball, soccer. Oh, my. And I watched the kids select their playground equipment to play on. Nice looking equipment, not your average teeny totters. In perfect condition, nothing broken, not rusted. Even the bathrooms are better. But you've covered areas for picnics, parking lot was full. What a nice little community impression it makes. For all those involved in making our park so pristine, keep up the good work. Lee Sloan, our very own.
So it's nice.
Yeah. Nice job, John, and staff, everyone. Awesome. Those kind of letters we like.
Thank you.
It's pretty cool. So we thought that we should share that with everybody. Liz, we're going to turn it to you to remind us of what we have going the next couple weeks for meetings, and then we'll see if anyone else has anything they'd like to add to that before we adjourn.
Okay, so our August council meetings are obviously tonight, and then on the 18th, when we anticipate adopting the budget. On the 25th, we will have a work session with HRDC. This is the third one in the session where I think he's going to bring some draft RFPs for housing. So hopefully everybody can be part of that one. The planning board is planning to meet on the 26th, and we're going to start on the subdivision regulations. Scott already has the first goal chapter drafted.
Okay. Liz, that work session on the 25th, is that a 12 o'clock meeting as well?
Yes, that will be 12.
I will be zooming in on the 18th, that meeting, the next council meeting.
September, our meetings are scheduled for the 1st and the 15th. And then October, they are scheduled for the 6th and 20th. So keep in mind that Montana League of Cities and Towns Conference is in Helena that first week in October. So if you are interested in attending that, we'll get you more information.
When is it again?
October 7th through 9th.
Julie and I might have a conflict, but we'll get back to you.
Not
Ellen.
Vegas?
Was that?
Fine show.
Yeah.
Not Ellen.
You want to go back?
So we can zoom in.
Yeah.
We'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
I thought I had a question. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. It was a fleeting thought. Anyone else have any other announcements? Response they need to share. Oh, Ross.
Yes, I got one. Are you ready? It's a big one. Before our next town council on August 17th, we do have a park and rec meeting, I believe, here at Town Hall at Pew.
Monday.
It is Monday.
The BAIB should be on next Thursday.
That passes on the 13th, but we don't have any applications yet. So we
just emailed us there to cancel that.
Okay. I thought we might.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll say no to that.
When is business approval?
Should be on the 13th, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. Ben was looking for volunteer hours. We need help this weekend for Andra. Setting up tents, going to do sunburn. All right.
I'll buy you.
Guys, thank you. We had a ton of stuff. Exciting evening.
Very helpful.
Got a lot done. Appreciate everyone's time and those of you stuck around online and in the room. And without objection, we will adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much.